In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We would be excused watching the news these days to think that the end is coming. What else is missing? We have people suffering for their faith. We have wars and the promise of wars. We have destruction. We have desolation. We have illness. We have famine. Well, actually, this is something humanity has been living since the very first day. And those who are lost are those who focus on the interpretation of what's happening now and not on what it means to our lives. It's very easy to look at what's happening in the world and people who are persecuted for their faith and look at it just as another news story, just as another breaking element. But actually, what this means is it is an embodiment of what we've heard in today's scriptures. The concept of people dying for their faith is not something that is a mythology or just in our past. It is something that people are living every day, even today. And so the question arises for us. Although we are not asked to give our lives literally, are we willing to witness for the truth? People who die for their faith are people who must be very strong in it. Now, if that faith tells you that it's about destroying others, that's questionable. But when that faith tells you it is about living and sacrificing yourself for others, in the place of others, as was exemplified by our Lord Himself, then we have an example to follow. We are all on a daily basis called to witness. Witness to the truth, witness to life, witness to light. We don't have to be confessing at the edge of a sword or at the risk of invasion to want to witness to our faith. But our Lord is not just about the big things. He is about the very immediate things of our lives, our day-to-day decisions, how we live, how we treat others, what words we say to each other, how gracious or forgiving we are. These examples were given to us in a very real way, in a very concrete way, in the incarnate Word, in our Lord Jesus Christ on earth. If we can live this, if we can take part in this life through this ethos and in this way, then we are living with exactly the same strength, power, the same clarity as those who are called to give their lives. Now, don't misunderstand me. It is horrific to see that. We read the Synaxarium every liturgy of people who die for their faith. This gives us a very small window into what we've been reading in our churches. We've become desensitized to it. But this is actually still happening. This is horrific. But there is a grace and there's a power that comes with that. Until that day, until we are called to give that witness, we're just called to be who we are, where we are. And that is being witnesses and followers of our Lord, living His life, living that sacrifice for others, and being very clear in the message we proclaim. A power in Him, a dedication to Him, and a selflessness that is learned from Him. And glory be to God forever. Amen.